Now, we're going to have a look at some of these boxes. Now, we started off, we mentioned the first one, faith. Here we are, faith. We've just been thinking about faith as we've been looking and taking part in the baptism. Baptism marks the start of a journey which is founded on faith. Our trust in God, our trust in what God has promised, and our trust in what Jesus has done for us. So let's start with the word faith. But if you remember, in that reading that we had from the letter of Peter, he had a whole long list of things. He had another seven things. And what he says was that you have your faith, you start with your faith, that's great. But it doesn't stop there. Because he had got a little three-letter word that he slips in. He says, add to your faith. Add to your faith. And that means that the Christian life is not just a once-off event. Being a Christian, following Jesus, is quite challenging. And it's an ongoing process. And sometimes it's good for us to have a think about how well we're doing. How are we actually coping with being a Christian? How are we following the guidelines? Peter has set out some guidelines. So what I thought we would do is we'll go through the guidelines and see if we can discover some stuff that will help us to go on being Christians. Well, the next thing in Peter's list is the word goodness. Can I have a volunteer? Someone come and find me the box that said goodness up here and open it for me. Okay, come and find the box that said goodness. Which one says goodness? There we are. Can you open it for you? Right, hold that up for everybody. Oh, look. Can you everybody see what that is? It's a backpack. Now, backpacks are a bit special today, aren't they? We're collecting backpacks as part of our harvest thing. You can go and sit down now. Thanks, Mace. Because I'm going to add as we go. But the backpacks. Now, if you've brought your backpack with you, perhaps now would be a time just to do something good. Goodness. And the backpack thing is a good thing to be doing. So as an example of goodness, let's all bring our backpacks up and pile them up at the front here now if you've brought one with you to donate. And if you haven't brought a backpack, if you've brought some money in an envelope, I've got a bowl here for that as well. Now the only thing is, don't put it in the way where I'm going to stand here, okay? So put it at the side. And if you've got an envelope, please bring that up as well. And you can pop it in the bowl here. Oh, great. Backpacks are coming up. Wow. An envelope there. Thank you. Anybody else brought an envelope? Okay, well, just let's remind ourselves what the backpacks are all about, shall we? Well, there you are. That's what it's all about. What the backpacks are all about. They're there to go and do some good in an area where there are people who have a lot less than we have. Okay, so goodness. He then says, Peter does in his letter, add to your goodness something called knowledge. Can I have somebody come and find me the box and open the box for knowledge? Come on then. Right, can you pull the top off? I'll put it down here, shall I? Just open it for me and see what's inside. Knowledge is an important thing, isn't it? We all like to have knowledge. We all like to think we know. Oh, because this is where Christians get knowledge from. Thanks. Thank you very much. You can go and sit down now. That's where the Christians get their knowledge from. We get our knowledge from the Bible. Very, very important. Absolutely vital. So what I thought we would do as we add knowledge to our tower, I thought we might just have a little quiz and see what our Bible knowledge is like. Put your hand up if you think yes is the answer to this question. Does the Bible say God is our refuge and strength? Does it? If you think yes, you can put your hand up. Yeah, okay, let's check. Okay, we got that one right. Good start. We're off to a good start. Let's try this one. Does the Bible say God helps those who help themselves? Put your hand up if you think yes to that. Good. Correct. Try this one. Does the Bible say two are better than one, for if they fall, one will lift up the other? Does the Bible say that? Hand up if you think it does. Oh, not so sure now, are we? Yeah, yeah, a bit more. Here, let's check. Yeah, it does. It does say that, yes. Or what about this? Checking our knowledge. Does the Bible say, the old has gone, the new is here? Put your hand up if you think that. Is that in the Bible? Does the Bible say that? Yep. Yep, that's a bit more confident about that one. What about this one? Does the Bible say, take off your shoes? Put your hand up if you think it does. Check, shall we? It does! And if you want to know more about that, come to Mishmash this afternoon and I'll talk to you about it. Does the Bible say, to thine own self be true? Put your hand up if you think the Bible says, to thine own self be true. Oh, good. Our knowledge of the Bible is quite good. It sounds a bit Bible-ish, though, doesn't it? Thine, to thine own self be true. It should be. No, it's not in the Bible at all. Completely not in the Bible. Well, what about this one? Does the Bible say, money is the root of all evil? Put your hand up if you think the Bible says that. Money is the root of all evil. It doesn't, does it? What does it actually say? The love of money is the root of all evil. Nothing wrong with money. It's when our attitude to money is completely wrong. That's when it goes wrong. What about this one? Does the Bible say, perfect love casts out all fear? Hand up if you think that. Perfect love. Let's check, shall we? Yep. Okay. Our knowledge of the Bible isn't too bad, is it? So Peter's right. We need to add to our knowledge. But he also then says, we also need to add to all of that self-control. Now, I need someone to help me to find and open the self-control box. You coming? It's this. Here it is. Whoa. Right. Can you help me open that? And pull out and hold it up what's inside it. Oh, yeah. I wondered where my trainers had gone. Oh, thank you. Can't you see these? Can you see how well-worn they are from hours of pounding the streets? You don't get the shape I'm in without self-control. You know, look at it. They're absolutely battered. Self-control. But actually, no. What's her name? Yeah, she didn't get where she was without self-control. She didn't just wake up one morning and think, I'm going to go for a race and win gold. She spent weeks, months, years training and practicing. And that takes self-control. This guy, you know what happened there? He ran a marathon in under 2 hours, the first person ever to do it. He didn't just wake up and think, right, I'm going to run the marathon fast. He had to apply an incredible amount of self-control to his preparation. Do you know, he even prepared running in a wind tunnel, actually determined what was the best configuration for his pace setters to run in. He had it measured down to the nearest, the minutest detail, when he should take on board water. And he had to stick to that plan. That was self-control. And he did it. Self-control, something that Christians need in their lives. Because so often, we want to just go on and do our own thing. But the Bible says, no, add to all these things self-control. We better put that on top of the pile as well then, hadn't we? Okay, so what's the next one? The next one is, okay, perseverance. Perseverance, keeping going. Can somebody help me with the perseverance box? Who's going to come and help me open the perseverance box? Found it. See what we can find inside this one, shall we? Oh, three rolled up pictures. Let's have a look at what they are. You unroll one of them and hold it up. Would you like to? Here, this is the one that's easiest to recognize. So you hold that one up. Right, hold it up for everyone to see. Really high. Do you remember that act of perseverance?
That's worked this way, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's locked!
Do you remember when Eleanor persevered, sleeping out there for 3 or 4 nights to raise money for our building project, which incidentally is a project that needs perseverance, folks, you who are regulars here, perseverance. But it wasn't just Eleanor. There were others who demonstrated perseverance. There was Matt, who persevered and cycled miles and miles and miles right across to France to help to raise money for the same project. And then there was a group of people who actually did all sorts of things that took perseverance. They had to cycle, they canoed, they swam. I don't know what else they did, but all the sorts of things that that need determination and perseverance. Now, there's something that Christians need to take on board as well, isn't it? The need, as a Christian, to persevere, to keep going when it seems like it's not worth it, when it seems like it's too difficult, when it seems like nothing is going the way you want it to. Peter says, add perseverance. Well, we're getting there now. Godliness. Who'd like to come and do my godliness box? Come on then. Yep, come on. Nobody else volunteers, so come on. Godliness. That's quite a difficult one, isn't it? How on earth do you show godliness? Grab one and pull it out and hold it up. Okay, you hold that one up, I'll hold this one up. Now here's a tip. Here's a little trick. If you want to be godly, if you want to live a godly life, here is something that will help you. Can you see what it says on there? WWJD. Does anybody know what that stands for? What would Jesus do? Now there is a question to help you. When you're not sure which way to take, when you're not sure which is the godly way to take, ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? And if you can answer that, if you can answer that, then that is the way to go. What would Jesus do? A brilliant guide to being a godly life. Right, it's getting a bit tall for me now. You know, this Christian life is difficult. It's quite hard getting on there, isn't it? Matt, can you give me a hand with, I need somebody to support me and help me with the godliness. Yeah, I don't persevere, I give up. Okay, while you're building my tower, Matt, we've got a couple more to go. Now, this is quite a difficult one to understand. So, I need some. Who's going to come and open the box? Come on, then. Okay, what's in there? It's a towel. Yeah, Priscilla couldn't dry her hair this morning. She didn't know I nicked it. thank you. Mutual affection. Peter was talking about this thing. He said, we need to have mutual affection. I wonder whether Peter thought back to when Jesus actually showed his care and his affection for his disciples when he washed their feet. Do you remember? Do you remember that story near Easter time? I think Peter was saying, yeah, that's an example of mutual affection, caring for each other. And that's what Christians need to do. We need to be people who care for each other, who want the best for each other, who wish each other peace. So, little practical moment, okay? The peace of the Lord be always with you. You have 1 minute to offer one another a sign of the peace. Let's go for it. All right, back in your seats, that's enough mutual affection now. But think about it. That's what we're called to be as his people, his family here, to demonstrate mutual affection. And while you were doing that, we've added the final one at the very top. There's nothing in that box, because that is the culmination of it all, love. And Jesus says, and Peter picks up that theme in his writing here, that you need to top it all with love. All of those things, knowledge, perseverance, self-control, etc., etc., need to be topped off with love. Paul actually said, if you have all those things but don't have love, well then, oops, something's missing. Love at the top of it all. And Jesus said, as we finish, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Now here's the key. Because by this, everyone will know that you are my followers. And that's what it's about. It's about letting people know that our lives are following Jesus in such a way that it makes it attractive to other people. And that's what Peter says at the end of this chapter that we've been looking at. He says, if you get those things into your life, if you add all those things into your life and you cap it off with love, then you will lead an effective Christian life. And is that not what we all want to do? To be effective for Jesus. Amen.